The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
So now it's what, Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
But it's not also a full moon, so we're fine. Or a new moon.
That mattered at Camp Crystal Lake.
Barrington would keep an eye on the Blue Pyramid Club.
What are you looking for at the Blue Pyramid
outside Club? He would watch the employee entrance and see if
Yalicia
shows up.
Okay. Are you watching personally or are you sending?
I am watching personally.
Roll spot hidden.
Pass.
Okay.
It's almost as bad as Zima.
It is
65 out of 75.
It is pretty fucking bad. Anybody else doing anything on Friday? Jeff has made a roll. It's taking him several hours.
I'm healing out.
I would have actually done that on the 12th while they were dicking around. But
fair enough.
The same day that you went
you
to
made
our
a,
apartment.
You, want me to
you
roll?
Do not see anything on the afternoon of the 12th.
I'll roll for reading Bless if you. You want me to.
If that's what you want to do for the full day, sure, go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you.
Library use roll.
Nope.
I would ask Barrington if you want any of us or a combination of any of us to go back to the Blue Pyramid. I left on good terms with the owner.
None of us left bad.
I know.
Anything the two of you want to do?
I'm asking. Note that I'm actually asking and not just doing it. It's improvement.
I would ask Barrington to accompany him if he would have me.
You guys are dealing with what you were doing. I'm doing this separately while you were doing that.
Okay. Right. Yep.
Anything the two of you want to do on Friday the 13th?
I would try to rest up, knowing that I've been pretty beat to hell.
I'm assuming no one looked up healing.
What?
No, because he told me not to.
Well, there's no daily healing for...
Yeah. Not for
a major wound. I would have to be treated.
He has to go to the hospital daily for treatment.
Or by a nurse who has a high medicine roll.
I haven't asked.
Do I really have to ask?
I'm dense, okay? I'm taking notes. That's all I am doing.
Actually, I got you to admit it, so that's all I needed. I don't care if I get health back. Don't worry about looking it up.
And if you have not suffered a major wound, you regain one hit point every day.
Yes, he has suffered a major wound. That's the question.
Stop sucking ass. Continue.
I told you the rules before you looked them up. That's fine.
I'm going to assume everything's bad for you from now on. Where are we at?
I'm at 6 health on Friday. I'm great.
Where are we at this point?
As far as I know... He's reading. I gave him his bonus.
By the end of the 12th.
No, we're already on the 13th at this point.
No, I said I was staking out on the 12th while they were doing this.
You don't see Yalicia on the 12th. What would you like to do on the 13th? He's reading on the 13th.
F*** if I know.
Anything the two of you want to do on the 13th?
Has anything shown up in the records from you asked for help on your library use for those missing people? It's been like 3 days.
Missing persons reports.
Nothing exactly correlates in terms of new moon.
Okay.
Nothing a week prior to?
Nothing substantial, no. It's maybe correlation, it's maybe not.
Can I research Gaffigan?
Sure, what do you want to research in terms of Gavigan?
Properties owned.
Taxes.
Roll library use.
39 out of 60.
You would know what they refuse to tell you that they already researched. In terms of properties, you would have to go to the county where the property is owned to get exact details. Gavigan does not own property within the London metropolitan area.
Would I be able to find out how to know where to look?
Not easily. Gavigan is not known for being at the Westchester estate or something like that. You would need to know more specific information in terms of either location or name.
But I mean, there's not an overarching department.
No. It's okay. Handled at the county level.
Okay.
Nothing is in whatever sort of quote-unquote county that... I think it's just the City of London. Nothing is in the City of London under Gavigan's name. If he owns something in Yorkshire or Wales or whatever, you'd have to go there and find it out.
Or call the local constabulary.
It wouldn't be the constabulary, but yes. Yes, you would need to talk to records. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you'd need more information in order to look it up.
Didn't he say in the north? So we're talking north of London, not south of London.
Where's Glasgow?
Glasgow is in Scotland.
Much further north.
All right.
I mean, that is super north.
Yeah.
You're talking a day's travel to get there. So him saying 1 to 2 days, it's not practical.
I always like to throw out England is roughly the size of Indiana. So we're talking
South
Michigan.
Bend versus...
No, we're talking... Scotland is technically Michigan. So it's outside of the bounds of Indiana. Because it's not actually
London,
part of England.
And London's super south, right? South.
Yep. Yes, London would be like... south of Indianapolis.
Okay.
London would be Bloomington, say.
Gavigan wasn't Scottish, right?
Gavigan is not inherently Scottish, that you are aware of. Now we're back to Chelsea Dagger. Because I believe the Fratellis are Scottish.
On Friday, I want to go see Miles Shipley.
No, the Fratellis are Italian, because the Goonies is better.
Go fuck yourself. You want to see Miles Shipley. Okay, yep. We'll keep
that in
mind.
He's in town. I have his address. I'm just going to...
You have his address?
Yeah, it was in the article. There was a street address in the article that talked about Miles Shipley.
You proved that to me. Somebody else. Anybody else want to do anything?
I've mentioned it on the podcast before. We already had his address, and you made fun of me for not remembering that we already had his address.
Correct. Jeff, anything you're doing?
I'm trying to figure out where I need to look to find this kind of information.
What kind of information?
You said that I need more information to figure out where to look.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out how I need to go about getting that information.
You need either the county in which the estate is located, or you need the name of the estate to narrow down where it's located.
Check Miser Estate.
Or Egypt House.
How would I... Okay, if
or
I...
Or Pyramid House.
The clue that we're not getting from that letter.
Yes,
The urgent house. What's his grandmother's
name? I'll try and research the name of the estate. I'll pull everything I can out of this note. M-I-S-R.
Okay.
And try and cross-reference that with estate names.
You think it could be Gavigan's grandmother's name?
Library use.
And I think grandmother is grand.
33 out of 60.
Okay, anybody else doing anything?
Cute.
You said you want to see Miles Shipley. We'll deal with that.
Yep.
You're reading Schroeder.
I would... I don't know. I mean, because Berrigan doesn't seem to... It's Berrigan, right?
What's Barrington.
Barrington. Barrington doesn't seem to want help.
Well, no, I'm researching.
Yeah, like, I would probably be... I have a wild hair up my ass about Gavigan, so if you mention Gavigan or looking into him at
my
all...
My library use is pretty decent, because I'm a professor. So.
You're reading.
Well, yeah.
Today, yeah.
So I would be gung-ho about everything that you're looking into, because okay. It involved me. So I would 100% be wanting to help. if he would have me. So
roll a library use roll, I guess, or give Jeff a bonus die, your choice.
I could impale it.
Nah, I missed. I missed by like five.
Okay. Spend love. You're reading.
No.
You're researching. Jasmine's going to Miles Shipley.
But, yeah, that's why I rolled seven.
Inspector Barrington, you find out that there is an estate called the Miser House. The Miser House is a significant bit of land located in an area called Walton-on-the-Naze, which you would know Walton-on-the-Naze is sort of a port city, port town, northeast of London, a couple of hours by train. The records you find, they date back about a decade. The Miser House is a significant bit of land and a mansion. It sounds almost like an island, maybe, or a delta, something, you know, off the coast. Is owned by an enthusiastic Egyptologist named Neville Lloyd Price.
I would interrupt his reading to ask, who the hell is Neville Lloyd Price?
Do I know who that is?
Who are you? You're interrupting Lucas?
I'm the one reading. Idea, or what do you want?
Sure, I'll take an idea or some sort of Egyptology role.
Got an idea role?
Neville Lloyd Price, Professor Graham would know, was a renowned Egyptologist. He's not been around for almost 10 years. He sort of disappeared from London society. 10 years ago, he'd have been the talk of the town in terms of Egyptology. Now he is not. Would you roll? How much out of idea?
Oh, shit. It wasn't by half. It was just a pass. Normal pass.
There are rumors that he might have been some impropriety. He might have been a drunk. He might have been lying, he might have been whatever, but he was sort of called on his quote-unquote bullshit and faded from public view. But he was an Egyptologist right about the explosion of Egyptology about 10 years ago and has since disappeared.
Okay. You say this place is like an island unto itself?
As far as you can tell, there's not a lot of detail. You would need further research.
Is your assumption that...
As in, like, make more die rolls or go there and look?
Yes.
Okay, what die rolls need to be made?
Yes. You could do further library research if that's what you would like. Before you do that...
Yep.
You're reading. Is there anything that you're doing? He's making a further die roll.
I was supposedly supposed to be there with him.
Yep, he's here with me.
Okay, you're still hanging out.
Yeah, so I mean, I could assist. I could give him an advantage die.
Is there something else that he could roll?
You could give him an advantage die if you want.
I'll do that. It's better than my 27.
What skill?
Library.
More library use.
19
out of
60.
Pretty good.
Not quite.
It would have been nice.
15 is the mark.
Spend that low.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll spend 4.
Okay.
Impale it.
We'll impale it.
Why not?
You've turned Barrington into a PC. He's going to go down in a blaze of fucking glory.
Woo! I'm on the edge of glory.
No. You've got the touch.
We'll
you got the power.
Jasmine.
I'm here.
Did you prove to me you have his address?
Not yet.
It's because we don't.
I clearly remember you telling me I already had it.
I clearly remember you misremembering.
I remember the conversation about an address. I don't remember if it was Shipley or not.
That's Schoenberg. Okay, hold on.
Find the data, because I don't
I'm
think you have it.
I'm working on it. Gosh dang it.
Jasmine, we don't have it.
Jasmine, give me an idea roll. Just make it.
22, I made it.
Mickey Mahoney has his address.
Made it by half.
Mickey Mahoney definitely has his address.
I call the secretary.
You find that Miles Shipley is located at 6 Holbein Mews near Sloane Square, London, Southwest 1 West.
Yeah, we definitely have not gotten that before.
Yes, nope. We did.
No, we have not.
Give me that address one more time.
6 Holbein Mews, Sloane Square, London, Southwest 1 West.
Sorry, are you saying Holby or Holbein?
Holbein, H-O-L-B-E-I-N.
Okay.
Holbein. Holbein Mews.
Both know my memory is better than your notes. depending on level of blackout.
You're funny.
Are you going to Holbein Mews, Sugar Jasmine?
Yep. I did get that he lives with his mother.
You see a home that sits in a terraced row of houses.
Oh, shit, you're going by yourself?
And is a...
You coming with me?
Two-story...
You're with the police officer and he's reading.
Brick building that looks much in need of repair. Every window is barred as well as locked shut and tightly curtained. It appears that there is a front and rear entrance to the row of homes. A tall brick wall surrounds the rear garden. Large trees obscure the view from any neighboring windows that might overlook the garden. Do you knock at the door?
I do.
An old woman answers.
Mrs. Shipley?
Please, dear, call me Bertha.
Bertha, what a lovely name.
You notice that she carries a knitting basket.
Might I join you for a spot of needlework?
I'm sorry, what are you here for?
Oh, I'm a fan of your son, Miles.
I need a social roll, i.e. fast talk, charm, or persuade.
Sounds How like about fun. Some charm?
I was like, take a guess. A wild one.
Ought 6.
All
That's
right.
an impale.
Oh, yes, if you'd like to see the artwork, please come in. Miles, please come down. We have a potential buyer, she says with a big smile. They'd like to take a look at your art. Please, come in.
You see Miles Shipley show up. I believe I have a description for Miles somewhere. You see a young to middle-aged man, a thin frame, unkempt dark hair, dark bags under his eyes. He seems to be a bit twitchy. Come down and sort of extend a hand, not very graciously.
Hello, I'm Miles. A pleasure to meet you.
Miles, it's a wonderful to meet you. I came all the way across the pond to meet you.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Would you like to see my artwork?
I would. Do you have something small? I'd like to look at the smaller one, something to take with me.
I tend to paint in larger canvases, but please, if you'd come into my workshop, I'd be.
And he sort of looks at Bertha, and she kind of nods. He's like, I'd be happy to show you my art.
Wonderful.
Can you make me a D100 roll?
You betcha. 81.
I'm gonna imagine that's
the only thing. No, I don't think that passes anything I have. I think I tap out at 80.
You notice as you step into the house that there is a distinct body odor smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's cloying. They take you into the main floor of the house.
And this is where I die.
He then begins to lead you up the stairs.
Yes, my art is located upstairs. I like to work under the skylight. It's sort of
soothing.
No, it sort of helps me gain the inspiration. It's part of the inspiration. Please come with me. I will show you what I have to offer. If you'd like to see.
You know what I really want? As a player, I really want Miles Shipley to put on the hat, the gloves, and the scepter. Make him a little bit more cuckoo. But also some really interesting art.
He takes you past the second story up another set of stairs to the attic.
If they were going to kill me, they'd do it in the basement, so I feel better about this.
You see that he pulls a key from around his wrist and unlocks the attic.
This isn't creepy at all.
Please come in. I'll show you the art.
You notice that even though it's the afternoon and there is a skylight, it's very dark in the attic. You see kerosene lamps light this bare room with sloping ceilings. The skylight, in fact, is painted black. It's blacked out entirely. There's an easel. The canvas on it bears a few pencil sketches towards the new work. Nothing concrete. There's a table that holds various brushes, paints, and palettes. Against the walls lean various paintings. In the corner of the room is a closet that appears to have a large padlock on it.
That's where he keeps the Eldritch Horrors.
Would you like to see the paintings? Of course you would. Yes.
The ones that you're currently have for sale.
Yes, I have a few. Please, take a look at this.
Roll sand.
I just realized I marked off sand earlier, not luck, so I'm going to redo that real fast.
Chicken shit.
Well, I'd like to have 24 sand, not 17.
Chicken shit.
Well, that would have been a...
5, 6, 7. I now have 20 luck. Because I subtracted it from the wrong one. Let's try this again. No, that is in fact a 97.
Sweet. Jasmine.
I told you this is where I die.
Please lose 5 sand.
Oh, cool. I'm still better than where I thought I was.
Jasmine, since you lost 5 or more in one go,
make a fucking die roll.
D6? D8?
Make me an idea roll.
Ooh. No, that's a 97 out of 55.
That's great.
No,
you
idea.
Don't go crazy.
Yeah.
You remember this bit.
Yeah.
He begins to show you a series of paintings. You do remember this. It's fine. Yes. It's not real. It's paint.
Yes, it's painting.
He shows you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paintings. He shows you one he calls Ancient Science. And in Ancient Science, you see some sort of laboratory in which there are a number of vials and devices that have gases and chemicals and colors and fluids and so on and so forth. At the table is a reptilian humanoid who seems to be involved in the dissection of some sort of animal or creature. Due to the blood and lack of recognizable features, it's impossible to determine what that creature is.
Cool.
You then see one he calls the Dark Pharaoh. It seems to be an image of a golden chariot that passes through a mass of people who have fallen to their knees in some sort of reverence or prayer. In the chariot is a pharaoh dressed in black and gold robes whose face is turned away from the viewer of the painting. Behind the figure, two men have been impaled on stakes, eviscerated internal organs hanging out of their bodies. These internal organs are being eaten by a pair of jackals. You then see one that he entitles Goatwood, which is a nighttime woodland scene where a yellow moon casts rays through dark branches upon a group of naked individuals, both men and women, who cavort around a bonfire. Inside the flames is an image of a goat-headed man whose outstretched arms seem to be conducting their crazed antics. He shows you another one called Drawn in Blood. This one seems to show a stomach-churning scene of a man being cut open with some sort of silver dagger held in the hand of a black-robed figure. This blood sacrifice, as part of this blood sacrifice, you see something being carved into the victim's chest that appears to be some sort of sigil. Very unpleasantly, when you try and decipher what the sigil looks like, it's hard to tell because the sigil seems to move as you look at it. You then see one entitled, that he calls Black Mountain, which is a towering mountain in the background, over which rises a monstrous demonic creature. Its head forms into a great tentacle swathed in blood. Near a sort of large building, tiny human figures lift their hands towards this large creature. They throw them up skyward in almost supplication to this entity. From each of the humans' heads that are watching this entity, there appears to be some sort of headdress from which something dangles in red. They appear to be some sort of ceremonial headpieces. Because you didn't make your idea roll, you don't lose your shit. So you are aware of all of this, and it's just paintings. It's not anything real.
The headdresses with the red, they look familiar.
Of course they do.
Awesome.
Is the, in the Black Mountain picture,
mm-hmm.
is the creature,
is large and tentacled looming over a mountain?
Not necessarily. I was thinking more of a, I want to say the word amalgus, but I know that's wrong.
Gibbering mouther?
No, like black wind, like amorphous.
It
like
appears
blob
to be almost,
creature.
It appears to have like,
it is it defined to, or is it a...
No, it seems to have a torso and arms.
Okay.
But where the head would be, it's almost like a tentacle is instead.
Okay.
Mrs., I'm sorry. The art within me, sometimes I forget names. Ma'am.
Sybil.
My apologies. And he kind of like half reaches out a hand, but when you don't take it, he pulls it back. Sybil, are you interested in any of these pieces? These are my latest works. I'm sorry, I don't have much more. I'm working on this piece, but it may take me a few days.
I completely understand. For the moment, I don't really have the luggage space for something this large. I do really like them, and I have a friend that might also be interested.
Oh, you should definitely
absolutely
bring them.
Do you have a show coming up, or?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. And he turns to his mother, and Bertha turns and says, he doesn't really do galleries. My son, Miles, is very... he's a very private artist. He spends a lot of time in the attic. He's
most artists I know.
He's a very unique individual, and so he doesn't promote himself quite like he should probably. But if you have friends or individuals interested, please come back.
And what is just so I can tell my friends the price range on these pieces?
She gives you a very large number.
Cool. And I go, I will keep that in mind. Lovely spending time with you. I've really enjoyed your paintings. Keep up the good work. And I hope that Skylight continues to inspire you.
They just come to my brain. It's like I see them in real life. It's
yeah,
it's
I kind of know what you mean. Hey, do you know anything about the fog eating people?
Both he and Bertha stare at you blankly.
Wonderful. Me neither. All right, I leave.
You head home. Jeff, I believe you had made a roll.
Yep. Impaled a library use.
And what were we looking up again?
We'd previously been looking up the manor.
What was the name of the painting? The wood painting?
What were we looking
with the goat man and fire? Sorry, I just missed that one. I was too busy writing... entrails.
These are different pages.
As we looked up the name of the manor.
You can tell me later or I'll listen to it.
We knew that there was substantial holdings.
The what now?
The bonfire goat man in the flames.
Goatwood.
I put
golden.
Was
it specifically about Gavigan?
Never mind. Thank you.
You're good. Not close to 74 yet.
No.
Jeff, you impaled, right?
I did.
You happen upon a book of historical houses called Green's Estates of England.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mention anything about Miser House or anything about Gavigan or anything else, but something that does pique your interest is there is a similar set of houses or similar spots. One of them piques your interest in terms of a mansion house named Longview, which Longview, again, you're trying to say, okay, this is in the Naze on Essex, this is Essex County, this is whatever, you know what I mean? It is another house in Essex, whether or not it is this Miser House or a former name or whatever, you're not quite sure. But something that does intrigue you is that this particular book states, reprints a passage from the 16th century that states that during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, this particular mansion house and others like it featured secret rooms to hide Catholic priests during the religious purge of Elizabeth. This particular house, the Longview, sounds very, very similar in locale and style to what you've gathered about Miser. It may not be quite the same, but it does intrigue you that there are secret passages in these houses to protect Catholic priests.
Okay.
We need to buy a wand of secrets.
Did you buy Wand of Secrets?
No, but does this, like, show blueprints? Does this...
No, it's just general description.
General description, okay.
Since you did impale, I will tell you something else that's coming out in next week's episode that they didn't tell you about, or maybe 2 weeks' episodes from this point. A lot of the property and stuff would be at the county level. So if you were interested in Longview or any other properties in Essex or the Naze and anything else, you would have to go to the county level to see who owned those homes. London is not going to have that information.
Cool.
So if you wanted to go to Walton on the Naze, you would actually be able to find out more information. This is sort of newspaper headlines and suggested stories and concepts. It's not concrete. Nothing that you found connects this to Gavigan or anyone else.
What is news? He's given us Essex, Longview, having an idea of potential county to look into, because we had no idea prior.
Right, but the Miser House is on Walton on the Naze.
That's what you found. There is a house called Miser House. It was the name that I gave you that I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It was an Egyptologist who called it Miser House.
Mm-hmm.
But as Lucas gave you, that guy disappeared almost a decade ago from public life.
How long ago was the Carlisle expedition?
Quite a while.
It's what years again? 25?
I believe it's like 1919.
1919, yeah, 6 years.
I believe it's 1919.
Okay.
You all meet up for dinner on the 13th. I'm going to roll into the 14th, unless there's anything you want to do on the evening.
We know he inherited that house. Did we ever get a year in which he inherited that home?
No. We did not have a year that...
Is it because we didn't ask or because it wasn't readily...
Who are we talking about?
Gavigan.
You don't have any public records of Gavigan owning any estates whatsoever.
Except for the fact that we know that he inherited everything.
All we know is he inherited from his father when his father passed.
Correct. Okay. And as far as you know, his father owned no estates.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he didn't befriend this Egyptologist who disappeared from public view several years ago, which is where he learned all of his Egyptology and some shit and is now running it out of this guy's warehouse. Who knows?
Lucas?
Oh, no, I mean, I've read most of the day, so.
No, I'm saying now if you want to have any general discussion as part of the group, if there's anything you want to go over.
Oh. Are you telling us about all these paintings and shit?
Jasmine.
Yes. I will tell them about the paintings.
On all that?
Sure.
I would talk about it in like an artistic way, sure. Right? Like I'm not going to tell you.
But you mentioned
specifics.
That they were literally.
Yes.
If you would, would you at least tell me that there? Hey, there's a picture of people praising a giant monster. That
yes.
sounds like a cult thing to me.
Yes, it definitely would, and be like, and in this one, they're being ordered around by goat men.
Yeah, I failed.
You rolled a 31 and failed.
Yeah, my cult's only 20.
I
checked it earlier.
Sure.
I haven't been able to up it.
It sounds occulty. Inspector Barrington, Eustace, anything you'd like to do? Or do we roll into the 14th?
Is there a way for me to potentially roll natural world on what she's described and me to recognize anything that might be of the world that might obviously be not?
A natural world with a penalty die? Someone else
probably
is describing
have
to
see
it to
it.
You.
I'm happy to take you back there.
I would have passed a history roll, though.
There are historically creepy things.
I mean, clearly Bloody Tongue, we know that one. That's going to be coming out of Kenya, and we already got that from Africa's Dark Sex.
It rises like Olympus over the Serengeti, which doesn't have mountains.
Man, that's perfect. If I didn't have the penalty die.
Sure. She mentions mountains over plains. That could be any number of places.
Would her description of what that is trigger my idea about the black wind over the mountain in Africa that we obviously know about?
Sure. Yeah, no, that sounds like a thing. How you
There were other descriptions described of the paintings of things that we would potentially have heard or known about, if I remember correctly, right? There was the Black Mountain.
There were guys wearing the masks that you
wearing the mask that we know of. So we have two separate paintings.
Yes.
No, that was the same painting.
Look at the notes. I wrote down everything about all five.
Read your writing.
Thanks.
The guys in the masks were worshiping the thing on above the mountain.
Yes.
Right.
It's the last one.
So ancient science was labs, vials, devices of alchemy.
Reptilian
humanoid dissection of a creature. Okay. The Dark Pharaoh, obviously. Gold chariot of kneeling crowd, black and gold facing away, two men impaled and eviscerated. Okay. Eating entrails by jackals. Got it. Goat wood. Bonfire goat man. So that is not this game, but of other games. Drawn in blood, man cut open with silver dagger by dark robed person carved sigil within. Let's make an idea roll of the sigil that was carved.
I couldn't get it. It was though as though the sigil was moving. It had no shape that I could identify because as I looked at it, it looked like it was transforming.
Did you specifically ask to identify the sigil?
No. That's what he told me when he said, you're not going to be able to identify the sigil.
Oh,
it's as though
it's
moving.
He said you were not going to be identified. Okay.
Correct? You said I would not be able to identify the sigil.
Yes.
Thank you.
It seemed to oddly twist and turn.
Where was it located on the person again?
In the chest.
Yeah, like it seemed to be carved in the body.
Was it black compared to the rest of the body?
Nope.
Sure. I mean, like...
bloody, certainly.
Sure.
I could be black. Don't know.
I was just thinking of Owen and his dead chest.
I agree, but I don't think that's related.
What's my sand?
Is it good enough to go into the creepy artist house?
Yes,
I don't
it is.
Know. It's better than mine.
Mine is.
It's evening on the 13th, so it would be...
I would be interested in going back to...
This is what I was trying to say earlier.
Perhaps you can do it on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Not to do my typical Cody thing, but tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock,
yeah,
tick-tock.
I already had that idea.
I know.
Yeah.
I just want it written down so I don't forget it. Oh, just going back through all of Jackson Elias's notes to make sure that when he mentions the Grand Master and the Great Deceiver, and we also have someone who's been called Master in a conversation, we actually remember that shit.
Fact.
Did Gavigan's eyes ever turn completely black?
You were mostly unconscious.
If you're trying to figure out stuff about the manor house, I'll go with you. Because my library use is not that bad.
His library use is better.
Yeah, but I better?
When did we
I don't want to leave town and leave these two here.
Let me see that.
I want to go visit this guy in Cairo, like right now. I don't remember seeing, reading, or interpreting that letter before. That doesn't mean I haven't. It means I don't remember it. It was written to Carlisle.
Pretty early on.
Well, just going through my notes with all my clues.
It's almost like I try and throw that out there every time before the session starts to look over because here we go. So much of it for. Applies Letting more information. Tongue.
The Black Wind.
Not that you necessarily need it, but...
I'm just going to throw it out. This is two books that compromise almost 700 pages. I have to read it frequently to make sure I keep up on all the connections, so you motherfuckers should definitely be reading all the time to try and keep up on the connections.
Eustace would like to see the paintings. Eustace would also like to know what's behind the padlock.
You threw your hands up in the air like I was some sort of crazy person.
Well, Jeff gave me a look, too.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Gave you a look when?
It was about you leaving by yourself more than anything.
You were busy on a stakeout and doing research.
If you're willing to take me, I would go. Eustace wants to view the paintings.
Sure. Absolutely.
Was there in the painting of the mountain?
Okay.
With the bloody tongue headdresses.
Sure.
Was there a fence?
No.
Okay. Because there is in Africa's Dark Sects chapter.
Yeah.
Yep. Creepy as fuck, man.
Sex number. So that's one vote in terms of the 14th. Is anyone doing anything else on the evening of the 13th? At this point, I'm just assuming you're getting together roughly every night to compare notes.
Yes, and I would be inspired by the professor and actually pull my book out again.
Okay.
I was reading the poetry one. Life is a God.
Library use at disadvantage.
Well, I was going to wait till the next day to do it and spend all day on it.
Okay, wait till the next day, that's fine. We'll wait till the next day.
Okay.
Anything else on the 13th?
Disadvantage today and then do it again tomorrow.
Fine. I got to spend 3 hours on it. I fail.
I got something I'd like to do on that evening, but I need to do it without you guys.
Fine.
Jeff, okay. What do you want to do?
I'm going to the Blue Pyramid Club.
Sure.
I go to the man at the door.
Okay.
I ask to speak with the owner or the manager. No, I don't name him.
Okay. Excuse me. Give me a minute.
And I'll show the badge.
Inspector. Good evening. Welcome to the Blue Pyramid. I'm sorry. What can I do for you?
Following up on a missing persons report.
Okay. Give me just one moment. I'm not sure if the owner is in.
Guys!
Mr. Nawisha will speak to you. Would you like him to come down, or would you like to go into the club?
I can go up to his office, if that's fine.
He's not got much of an office, but we can try and clear out a space for you. Please, sir, follow me.
Yeah, just a moment to speak.
He takes you up the stairs and through a hallway. As you go through the hallway, you see two doors on the other side of the hallway that are open. You probably remember the description from earlier in this week or last week. There's a couple of setting rooms off the side of these hallways. And as you open the large door into the main dance area, there's a bar. There are places to sit. I think there's a small, like, back room. Mr. Nawisha... will speak to you. He comes out, large, heavyset man. I'd have to look and see if I have his description. I think I've given it before. Yes, sir. Mr. Nawisha, I am the proprietor of this establishment. What can I do for you, Inspector? He says, shaking your hand.
I'm following up on a missing persons report about a Yalisha Assam.
Yalisha, yes. Yalisha is one of the performers here, and he indicates the stage where you see something akin to not quite stripping, but Egyptian belly dancing right. slash whatever, like we talked about before.
That's what I was told. That's why I'm checking up here. I've checked at her apartment, and there's been no contact with her.
Yes.
Has she reported to work in the last few days?
He sort of thinks about it for a moment. No, sir. I haven't seen her in several days. She's not scheduled to be back for a day or so.
Was she scheduled the last few days?
No. She's been out for the last few days for just general scheduling. Psychology role? If that's what you're looking for?
Yep. Ought to
seem. Can you start taking skills? That would be really helpful.
I don't have a sheet. Sorry.
I like how through all of this, Jeff is still a DM. He's like, get fucked.
Ought to of 65, though, if that's what you were wondering.
60.
Is it 60? I thought it was 65.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I know it's higher than ought to.
My memory's good. 65.
Okay.
60.
I don't believe you.
Theoretically.
I can't read.
It's possible.
We know.
Great, it's possible. You get the sense that Nawisha is lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
When he says that she was not scheduled for the last few days.
Have they found us a relatively quiet place out of the way?
He's sort of speaking to you out on the floor. It's not out of the way by any stretch of the imagination. But he's also talking to you kind of away from anyone else. You see, there are probably a dozen people watching the show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like being in a club. It's loud enough that you're not overheard easily, but it's also not quote-unquote private.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Inspector Barrington?
Yeah, the report was made by a few Yanks that you may have made acquaintance with.
Americans. I believe there are a few Americans in here the other night. I mean, we have some individuals from time to time. I don't recall any off the top of my head.
This is the guy that you were talking to. This is the guy that you told me about.
Nawisha, yes.
Nawisha, okay.
He's the owner, and I had him around my finger, and he wouldn't talk about...
No, the guy you had around your finger was
Both. I passed both charm bowls.
Yeah, she did pass both.
I had one, and then I was like, oh, look, the owner, I'll charm him too. And then he introduced me to everybody until I asked about Shafiq, and then he clammed up and cut me off.
Yep.
What would you like to do,
Jeff? Just listen to the episode.
I'm going to...
Your cop sense is tingling. He's definitely not telling you the truth so far.
Right, and I'm not... On the ought to, do I get that he is... He's clamming up because he's scared or because he's trying to mislead me?
Yes. It's hard to tell motivation, okay. Put it that way.
Okay.
He's definitely deceiving you. Why he's deceiving you, you're not quite sure.
All right.
If you would like, Inspector, if you'd like to stay and have a pint, I would definitely make sure that obviously, you know, the Metropolitan Police are very, very important to the city. I'd be more than happy to buy you a drink if you'd like to stay and see the show, he indicates to a very voluptuous and large-chested woman who is dancing quite provocatively on stage. I'd encourage you to stay, sir, if you'd like. I don't know if you're off duty or not. I don't know if that's allowed from the police force, but you're more than welcome, of course.
I'm assuming it's not. But,
he's gonna believe whatever you say, you get the sense.
I don't have any idea if this guy is on the up and up. I will pass him a card if there's any info. If you hear from, Yalisha, please contact us, any information you can.
Of course. I would be more than happy to assist London's finest in any way that I can. And he sort of tucks the card away and shuffles off.
Okay, and I'll leave.
You feel a tug on your arm as you start to leave.
Oh?
Inspector.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to see you again.
Oh, I know that voice.
You see a gorgeous Egyptian woman staring at you.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.